Welcome to My Life as a Landlord, where we untangle all things housing and educate the curious. If you're looking for some entertainment with some honest, awkward conversations, you've come to the right show. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury. This is My Life as a Landlord. Welcome to it.
Aloha. Welcome to My Life as a Landlord. My name is Dr. Jen, and I am recording one of the Salisbury adventures, one of the many Salisbury adventures this week on our podcast. We're going to be talking about living on Maui, living on Maui. Many of you know, especially if you subscribe to the podcast, that I have 5 content buckets. We talk about tenancy and landlording issues, all about real estate development, as well as real estate investment. And then I've thrown this last content bucket in there as other Salisbury adventures. My husband and I have done a lot of unique things, and it's a little interesting. So I thought I would add that to the podcast. So here we go. I wanted to do a podcast about living on Maui. Now I'm going to warn you, spoilers ahead. If you don't want to hear the goods and the bads about Maui, I highly encourage you to stop the podcast now. I've been here a long time. I am actually recording this on Maui. My family has been on Maui a long time, and I do real estate development, real estate investment, tenancy, and landlording all right here on Maui. I do it other places as well, but living on Maui is a very unique place to be. It's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's really far away from everything. And if you've been to the Big Island or you've been to Oahu or Kauai, you've been to one of the other islands, you may or may not know all of the islands feel different. They're all different, which is kind of weird. Maui is different. Maui is not like Oahu. It's a very unique place. So anyway, as normal, many of you know that I do my 3 points and then a call to action. Okay, so here we go. Maui is not what most people think. Most people see Maui as vacation land Maui, but working on Maui, you see the super high costs of rent, food, and gas. Vacationing, if people come here to vacation, they're trying to have a good time and take in all of the sights, which are incredible, but that's quality of time and quality of experience. But the costs of trying to earn a living wage, trying to make a living, make a life here on Maui it's difficult. There is lots of abandoned cars. There's lots of crime. There's lots of problems here on Maui. It's an incredible paradise with a beautiful backdrop, ocean, mountains, flowers, animals, but it's not what you think. It's not cabana boys and drinks with umbrellas on it, at least not every day. We might do that, you know, every once in a while, but you never do that every day. But there is lots to see. There's lots to see here. Ocean views everywhere. You can see other islands, lots of stars, lots of celebrities. There's lots of amazing people who live here. You see them on Facebook. Every once in a while, I'll run into somebody who's a celebrity and, you know, someone on Maui. It's like, okay, yeah, there's Deborah Messing at Starbucks, or, you know, Steven Tyler was at Coconuts recently. Okay, great. But there's also lots of wildlife to see in the ocean. There's turtles and whales and fish. On land, there's deer and pigs and turkeys and pheasants. And there's lots of hunting nearly at any time with no bag limits. So those of you who are listening who are hunters, that is something that is incredibly unique. There is no natural predators here. In fact, the deer population, the axis deer, has gotten so out of control because they multiply so well. It doesn't freeze here. There's no bears or cougars or wolves or anything. They're multiplying, and it's devastating crops and fences and ranches. It's really been a big problem. So you wanted the goods and the bads. I'll keep going. There's still lots to see on Maui. Lots of point of interest, lots of shopping. You can go up to Haleakala Summit, which is the mountain, the 10,000 foot mountain here on Maui, to see a sunrise or a sunset. Of course, you need reservations for a sunrise. I have a feeling they're going to end up doing reservations for a sunset very soon as well, because it just gets way too crowded. They won't even let you in the park. Eau Valley, that's a really incredible valley on the interior of Maui. Hana, Makawao, Lahaina, all kinds of bakeries, all kinds of food. That's one of the neatest parts of Maui is the food. You have fresh fish practically any time. You have poke, which is spelled P-O-K-E, like poke. But most people equate poke to be tuna, which it usually is, but it's more like if you hear the word ceviche. Ceviche is a type of food method to process food. And it doesn't necessarily mean the food that you're creating with the ceviche. Same thing with poke. So you can have salmon poke. You can have octopus poke. It's really interesting. Plus the fruit there's fruit going, there's no seasons here. So your clothes don't change there. You can grow anything practically any time. So the bananas and papayas and guavas and lilikoi. I mean, the fruit results in incredible salad dressings, incredible ice cream, gelato, shave ice, which is basically a snow cone, but shave ice is different. Anyway, it's pretty interesting. But the other thing too about living on Maui is there's lots of history here. And until you get here, you don't really know the history of it. You know, most people are seeing right now, you're seeing Putin and Russia invading Ukraine and the devastation with Ukraine. Well, that's about what the U.S. did to Hawaii at the end of the 1800s, is they came right in and they took the queen hostage and said, we're taking over Hawaii. And if you don't let us, then we're going to start killing Hawaiians. And the queen said, no, don't do that. I'll go with you. And they kept her hostage in Iolani Palace, which is over on Oahu. The only difference between what Putin is doing to Ukraine and what the U.S. did to Hawaii is that it wasn't on social media. Right now you've got Russia and Putin and it's on YouTube every day. We watch it every day. I think if it had been more public, that the Hawaiian invasion, you'd have seen it a lot more. But as appalled as everyone is about Putin invading Ukraine, this isn't the first invasion. And, you know, we can even talk about a white man coming into the Native Americans or the First Nations in Canada. Same thing. You've ousted people and put them on reservations. It's no different. It happened in Hawaii as well. And so there's lots of history when you talk very sobering about these events and you wonder why people are mad. I don't wonder why people are mad. I know why people are mad. But there's a lot of history here. The missionaries came here trying to spread the word of God. Lots of whaling folks from all over the world came to Hawaii. The first typewriter west of the Mississippi was here on Maui. The first high school, Lahaina Luna High School, west of the Mississippi, is actually still going strong. It's still got students in it today. I talked a little bit about the past overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom. There is so much history here about the Hawaiians and how self-sufficient they were and how innovative they were, especially with the navigations. I don't want to simplify the history on Maui, but I'll give you a glimpse. If you have not seen the movie Moana, it's the navigation and knowing the stars and knowing how to navigate through the waters. I don't want to simplify it and I don't want to cheapen it. The Hawaiian traditions are incredible. And I highly encourage, if you haven't seen the movie Moana, at least it will give you some exposure, even on a small part, for the culture. But truly, it's phenomenal. There's many other cultural activities here on Maui. And anytime we can learn a little bit more about it, I'm absolutely enthralled. It's pretty interesting. So, okay, my third point about living on Maui. So the first one was, it's not what people think. Second thing is there's lots to see, lots to learn. And the third thing, it's a very isolated place. We're out in the middle of the ocean. We're logistically challenged. Shipping and transport domestically with the U.S., with the U.S. mainland, is regulated under the Jones Act. And that means that the domestic shipping is basically under high costs. There's one commercial harbor on Maui, that's Kahului Harbor. There's one hospital for three islands, and there's a limited inventory of items here on the island, and they all have to be shipped in, which is a little bit frightening. There's one Costco, one Lowe's, one Home Depot, one Target. And there's also a very limited skill and talent pool here. And let me give you an example. If you've got a broken appliance, it may take a repairman several days to even get here, get to your place or your apartment. And they will very likely want to be paid in advance for the visit. It's usually $150. They're going to want that $150 for their time to even come to see you. And then they'll diagnose your broken appliance, whatever it is. Let's say it's a broken fridge and you need a part. Well, they very likely won't have the part. So that means they need to order the part. You'll have to pay for the part. And then you'll have to schedule a second visit for them to come back and fix it. If it's under warranty, it's even more complicated, because then the warranty company has to try to get a repairman out. And it is possible. I have done this. It just takes a long time while you have this appliance that's not working, whatever it is. And very likely, if you've got this appliance that's under warranty, they will just replace the appliance. They won't even bother repairing it. They'll just try to replace it. So another thing that's going on here on Maui is there is a battle between those who want to develop it and those who are protecting the aina, or the land. And the big battle that's going on right now is the affordable housing that the locals want built, affordable housing. They want workforce housing built, but they don't want development. And unfortunately, they're the same thing. You have to develop in order to build. And it's this recurring fight that goes on and on. And I have some lovely friends who are in the same battle that don't want development. But unfortunately, to create housing of any kind, affordable or not, you have to develop. And so it's really, it's a very hot, white hot topic. So that's the goods and the bads living on Maui. There's a lot more you could go into. I could go into some of the strategies and some of the games that you can play here, and some of the beautiful things that you want to see. If you want to snorkel with turtles, if you want to go whale watching, if you want to have a great meal, but you don't want to pay a lot for it. I mean, we've been here a long time. I know how to play the game, but the goods and the bads living on Maui is very hard because it is so isolated and you've got a very limited amount of talent and materials here, and it's all got to be shipped in. And so it's really, it's difficult. It's very difficult to do business here. But we continue to battle on. So my call to action for you, there's all kinds of travel Facebook groups. There's Maui Facebook groups. If you want to know more about the goods and the bads of Maui, jump in one of these Facebook groups. They'll tell you what's going on straight up. But also, if you've got goods and bads of where you live, wherever you live, put them in my comment section. I would love to hear where you live. I'd love to hear some of the myths and legends of where you live, of what people think, but it's not what people think. I'd love to hear the goods and the bads of wherever you live. So I challenge you to put that in, start a conversation about that. Love to hear all about it. Next episode is all about landlords. The most important thing you must do as a landlord. Most important thing you must do as a landlord. Thanks for listening. This was another Salisbury Adventure all about living on Maui. Ahui ho.
Thank you for joining us this week. To view the complete show notes and all the links mentioned in today's episode, visit our website at www.mylifeisalandlord.com. If you're looking for educational resources for getting into real estate investing, becoming a landlord, or even a better tenant, then I have a page on my website to get you started. Looking for a solution to the pickle that you're in? I have suggestions for that too. You can throw your situation on my Facebook group, My Life as a Landlord, and let our community help you with solutions also. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. You can either subscribe right now in the app you're listening to this podcast on, or you can sign up at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. Thank you again for joining me, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury, in this episode of My Life as a Landlord. I'll see you next time.